But in the meantime, in studio this morning, joining me, I've got Gina Oliver and Desmond Blake, who are some jazz stalwarts in the area of Bontyhevel. They both somehow and in their career were involved with the Bontyhevel Jazz Yard Academy, and Gina Oliver was involved in starting that project. How long ago was that?
That was about, about 5 years ago when it got all started.
And what made you think jazz in that community? I mean, we know that Cape Town has a thick and rich jazz tradition, but what made you think, you know, the kids of Bontyhevel could benefit from jazz?
Yeah, my colleague at the time, Chris Peterson, we decided to bring jazz or use jazz in our communities, because the genre jazz is a very peaceful genre, as you know that. You know that, and we can use that as a bridge for young people to connect and to spread it out there, you know, and spread the love.
You know, earlier on in the show, I was chatting to a colleague of mine, a friend of mine, who wants to start a soccer program out in Philippi. And we were talking about how that intervention with young people who are at risk, it literally could be anything. You're competing with the likes of the gangs, and you need to give them something else to do. And with you guys, it's jazz. With us, it's teaching girls soccer. But it just takes somebody taking interest in that community and saying, we've got something to do. I've got a skill to give to these kids and give them something else to do. Have you seen that improvement of those kids coming to you and just their confidence and their skill level improving?
Yeah, there's a lot of kids that actually benefited, still benefiting positively in Bontyhevel and surrounding areas through that project, you know. And I can mention names like the Kirtleys and Tyrese them and et cetera, there's a lot of names. But and it makes us feel so proud, man, and especially from Bontyhevel, it makes us feel proud to just to see how our positive effect that have in our communities and for our youth.
That is the voice of Gina Oliver, who is the co-founder of the Jazz Yard Academy, and you've got a whole bunch of other projects on the go as well.
Yeah.
But Desmond Blake is another young guy who sits in front of me who has come through that platform and coming through Bontyhevel and being involved with the Bontyhevel Jazz Yard Academy and is now doing your own thing, teaching music. How did that come about?
As a young man growing up in Bontyhevel, I started discovering that we had this huge thing going on, which is drug addiction and abusing in our community. And I discovered that we can actually make a change in our community through this gift that we have, which is music. And I started the initiative by giving some free lessons in my community for our young people, just to empower them and telling them, giving them the answer that gangsterism and drug addiction is not the only way out, but there is a way that you can use, and that is music.
So the thing about music for me, I find it such a contrasting thing, because you look at like rock stars and you think to yourself, oh, these oaks are so hard and hardcore. But at the end of the day, these guys know how to read and write music, which seems on the other side of the scale. Those are the nerdy kids at school who went to read and write music. And for me, that combination of the two, where somebody's actually smart enough to pick up writing music, which can be quite difficult, or reading music, which is a skill that not a lot of people have.
Yes.
And you guys are teaching these young kids that they can be both, that they can have this really cool skill of reading and writing music and creating music, and also be really cool as to, you know, other people see these kids walking around these cool instruments, and they can be seen as like role models in the community as well. That's brilliant. So tell me, we hear, because Desmond has suffered, unfortunately, a loss. And this is a big topic around Cape Town at the moment, is fires. You, unfortunately, lost a lot of things in a fire recently, including your musical instruments. Tell us what happened.
It happened on Monday the 28th of January, when I was at work and I got the call from my colleague saying that my house is on fire. And for me, it was really sad to come to my house and see my house in that condition. And the first thing I was running to was my music instruments, because that was the thing that kept me going. That was my passion. That was my heart. It's my life. And coming to a place such as this in that point of moment, it really broke my heart to see my things just going through the blast of the fires like that.
Yeah, I think anybody would have to, you know, look at their burnt remains of a house would think of the things that, you know, are important to them. But these musical instruments weren't just important to you. They were tools that you were using to improve your community and help young people at risk. And so now those instruments are gone. And one of the things, Gina, we're trying to do is get people to donate instruments or clothing or whatever it is that people can spare. We are looking to help improve and help Desmond get back on his feet and get help Desmond help other people through music. So what are we looking for here exactly?
Yeah, yes, there's a bunch of, in fact, there's still a lot of friends and family members getting together to organize a benefit concert for Desmond. Mm-hmm. And it all will happen on the 3rd of February, Sunday.
Sunday.
Yes, this Sunday at the Echo Village, Oudemolen, a YWC house, you know. We'll get together there, and a storm of musicians plug into that power and spreading the love and helping Desmond on this Blitz fundraiser with the likes of Camilo Lombard them and Richard Caesar them, and Duncan Johnson them, etc., etc. Oh, and they Sammy Weber them and all that. So we are so grateful for not just musicians, but for the Bonteville family, and not just Bonteville family, but
Cape Town
family who came out in the numbers in support of this. There's a lot of names, you know, there's a lot of names I can mention, but I'd rather not do that. We're not going to end up now, with, you know, but everybody that's involved here, we are so happy and we are so blessed with people of that nature for helping Desmond. And, I just making an appeal out for the community to come and support Sunday, musicians spread the love at the YWCO. Oudemolen, Echo Village. It's in Pinelands.
Okay. And that's on Sunday afternoon.
It's on Sunday afternoon. It starts 3:30.
And tickets cost?
70 rand.
That's nothing. There you go. That's
and
a nice
any
afternoon.
Any donations will help, you know, more.
Thank and you. Desmond, what sort of instruments were lost? What if somebody has a music school, maybe they're retiring and they have a music school, maybe they've got an instrument shop or they've got instruments that their kids picked up and don't play anymore. What sort of instruments do you use with the kids? What are you looking for?
Technically or basically what I've been teaching, I've been teaching guitar, keyboard, bass guitar, and also drums. So it's mainly strings instruments.
Okay.
And as you could saw that I've lost all of them. And those were the tools that I helped in the community with teaching those youngsters. I'm looking currently at maybe drum kits and keyboards and guitars just to get back on my feet and so I can just continue spreading the love through music.
And Gina, how do people get a hold of you if they want more information about the show or Desmond to get hold of you for if they have instruments that they would like to donate or maybe help donate money to buy more instruments? What's the best way? Reach out on websites, emails, phone numbers? What's the easiest way?
Yeah, okay, I'll give you the Desmond Blake's contact number for starters. Desmond Blake on Facebook, you can get him on Facebook as well. 060-319-4421. If you want to come to where he lives, it is at 398 Chestnut Street, Bonteville.
So
you can give Desmond a call. And check him on Facebook.
Okay.
Then you'll get more information there as well.
Cool. Or you can get hold of us on the studio here, 021-446-0567. Taryn will take the call on the other side of the producer booth. And if you want any more information, we'll pass it on to you. We'll connect the two. But if you want to go out to that show, it's Sunday afternoon, 3rd of February at the Odemolen Village, the Eco Village. Tickets are only $70. And you heard all the names that are going to be there in support of Desmond Blake and trying to get him back on his feet with all the musical instruments that he lost in a devastating fire at the end of last year. And if you have anything else to donate as well, food, clothes, you know, household goods, whatever it might be, you can definitely get hold of us and we can connect you. That's Desmond Blake, who lost all of that. And Gina Oliver, thanks very much for coming in and chatting to us this morning.
It could only be a pleasure, man. And thank you guys, man, for this super wonderful opportunity you're giving us, man. And thank you for spreading the love.
Absolutely, absolutely. Anytime. And if you need any help with anything, any shows like this, please get in contact with us again and we'll happily put it out to the listeners. This is the kind of thing we need to be supporting. Interventions in our community that are helping absolutely. To uplift. We hear so much negative stories every day about especially our areas out in the Cape Flats.
Yeah.
We need the good news. This is the kind of stuff we need to celebrate.
And like Desmond always say, we're not here to look through each other. But we are here to look each other through, you know? So this is it. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's a great message. So thank you very much for coming in, guys.
Thank you so much.
An absolute pleasure.